This is No Pink Spandex, episode 186, for Monday, December 29th, 2014. Hello, everyone. Lisa J here, and just gonna be quick with this little prelude or my little introduction because I really want you guys to get to our discussion. Okay, so I thought I was going to release one final episode of the year with a Q&A and a little bit of news, but you know, so much news happened and it just keeps popping up and up and up. We decided that we're not going to release not one but two episodes this week. And so when you listen to this episode and the next episode, you're gonna also hear not only just our news and our wonderful banter, but you are going to hear from one of our OG hosts back in the day, from Mikey. So he's gonna appear on this episode for about 15 minutes, and then you'll hear him again in our Q&A. So this episode, news. It's just all about news. Any all the news that's happened in the past 2 weeks. And in fact, there's news that happened just right when we finished recording. As what usually happens. But yeah, this episode is news. And then our final episode of the, I think, of the year would be our Q&A. And then we are going to start off with the new year with even more news from Dino Charge, because of course they're going to be releasing more. All right, so stay away from the spandex. It doesn't breathe. Enjoy. I just wanted to let the people know that got one of the OG crew. Mikey's up in the house.
Yes.
How you doing? See,
he's thrilled.
We, I know he's like so enthused. But you know, we knew Mikey when he was like little kid. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's been a
now
long time.
Now he's a man.
A child!
I'm a man.
College
now.
Graduate.
Yes.
Where you been?
I have just been chilling. No, I've been working and schooling and having no life whatsoever. Now I'm done. So, yeah.
So, wait, you're done with school? You're ready to party?
School.
Or done with school and ready to, like, you know, meet the real world and get a job?
I'm ready to make some money and to get my own place and to move out of my sister's. That's what I'm ready for.
Okay, so yeah. just explain to the audience.
Okay, so basically I'm like Uncle Jesse from Full House right now. minus the cool hair.
Pretty much. You are in a house. Your house is full.
It's a full house. There are chilling. There are adults. There. It is packed. And yeah, it's a gay old time.
So we're glad to have Mikey roll back to the show. You know what I mean?
And I'm happy that you invited me and that you're not totally pissed off at me for canceling a couple times. Thank you for letting me come back.
I mean, I wasn't gonna put you out there, but since you brought it up, you know, Mikey was supposed to be on the last episode, and you know, he was just too busy partying his little butt off because he finished school. So I was like, all right, I'll give you a pass.
Yeah,
I'll show up or die. So
it was the first time I, you know, hung out with Rum in a long time, so things got a little out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to some of those out of hand moments later in the show. But first, let's talk about. We got to talk about this. This actually came up in my Facebook feed about the Nick Hotel in Orlando. They're having Power Rangers events. So, the Nickelodeon Suites Resort, okay? Power Ranger, not just any kind of Power Ranger, not just like, Dino Charge activities all weekend long.
I'm Sure, the Power Four sent you your tickets, right?
They did not.
What? Got lost in the mail?
Yeah, I guess it got lost.
Maybe.
See, that probably got lost in the mail, but not them daggone Fruit
I was
Loops
gonna
or
say, maybe they're in the
Cheerios.
bottom of your cereal box. You want to go
Or Lucky
check that out
Charms.
again.
Oh my gosh, I cannot even. But anywho, so the website reads: Dino Charge for two action-packed Power Rangers weekends with Dino Charge activities February 13th through the 16th and February 20th through the 22nd to 2015. These action-packed Power Rangers weekends includes the following opportunities: Dino Charge Power Rangers lunch featuring the five Power Rangers. Additional charges and reserve and reservations required.
Ooh, that sounds like PMC too.
Okay. Get up close and personal with a Power Rangers Dino Charge character meet and greets. Dive-in movie with Power Rangers episodes at the famous Lagoon Pool.
Oh, dive in.
I like it.
And sneak peek screening of an all-new episode of Power Rangers Dino Charge.
Oh boy. And the website is just like the TV show because it has a pop-up SpongeBob. He's just like, hey!
I know, right?
Don't forget about me.
So before I get to the, they have these Power Ranger fun facts, right? Which we'll get to. So the first weekend got the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th, and then the second weekend is 3 days, the 20th through the 22nd. Now, my guess is, why is the first weekend longer than the second?
Why, Lisa, what is your theory?
My theory is, dun da da dun, premiere weekend.
Ooh, snap.
That's when I think it's gonna premiere. I think Dino Charge is going to premiere that weekend, and they want to like do it up, do it big, and like these Megaforce people, they had an event there not too long ago at the Nick Hotel, so I wouldn't put it past them to, fly out the Dino Charge people for that weekend to do it up,
It makes
do it
sense.
big.
I thought I read somewhere that the premiere was on the 15th. Or is
Well,
that just a story?
I don't know. When
but
is.
I would highly assume since this weekend is like 4 days, then definitely would think that that's the weekend that Dino Charge is premiering. So you heard it here first. Not that not Nike reading it somewhere else.
Well.
No, I hate that. You heard it here first.
Well, my body is ready.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get to these Power Rangers fun facts.
Ooh,
Okay.
fun facts.
On prehistoric planet Earth, an alien entrusted the powerful Paragon prisms to 12 majestic dinosaurs for protection. But when asteroids hit the dinosaurs, when ex what? When asteroids hit, see, they need commas, the dinosaurs went extinct and the prisms were
Ooh, Christian's gonna
lost.
be mad.
Now, an intergalactic bounty hunter has arrived and is determined to reclaim the prisms and destroy our planet in the process. A new team of heroic Power Rangers must join together, find all the lost prisms, and use their dinosaur spirit energy to charge up an arsenal of dino-fueled swords, blasters, zords, and megazords to save the world.
I wonder where they get
Now, is
12
this?
from.
Ooh.
There's not 12.
Disciples. Anyway, Power Ranger fun
One of the
facts.
dinosaurs will betray.
Oh boy. So, five new Power Rangers. Blah, blah, blah. The dino spirit energy from each prism is transferred into battery-sized dino chargers. All right. The Ranger team expands with heroes from past and present. So, a thawed caveman,
That's the Blue Ranger.
a 900-year-old knight,
Don't know who that is.
and even the Red Ranger's own
That's
father.
Silver Ranger.
So, Dino Charge phrases.
Oh boy. Doesn't say anything about the might unite, whatever. Where's the might?
No, right? I'm kind of glad. Go, go, Dino Charge!
Oh, how original.
Dino Zord.
Equally original.
Dino Rangers unite.
Bring it strong.
Time to get charged.
Kind of creepy.
Unleash the power.
Very generic.
So yeah. My question to you guys is, are you going?
This is actually the first time I've heard of the Nick Hotel. So
yeah, I didn't know there was such thing as a Nick Hotel. Yeah. Is there like a fountain of green slime or?
Let me tell you something. I went to, you know, just to see how like the rooms, different kind of rooms that they have. They have, and it's really family oriented, right? So they have their SpongeBob rooms, their Dora the Explorer rooms.
Yes.
Sorry. And I'm just like, oh wow, like I can't, I could not, especially with Dora.
Yo, Dora's my. I would get that room.
Can I?
You know, or like her trying to tell me where to go, like every single second.
Can I meet iCarly? I'd be down for that. She's still around?
Yeah. I don't know.
Ariana Grande, can I meet her? I like her.
Let's not.
I like me some Ariana Grande. iCarly.
But yeah. You got. I mean, are you guys down?
No.
You guys want to go to Orlando?
Is this on NPS Dime or what?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if Power Force is sending us tickets, sure.
Yeah, right. I'm sure they're sending us tickets for all the entire group.
Because I would love to meet if the cast is actually going to be there for the premiere weekend. That would be a great thing to do. Just knock that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can get them all.
The first five, anyway.
You know, I mean. Yeah. Nah, I don't want to put too much into this or whatever, you know, because, like, again, you know, family friendly and anybody got time for the adults, right? But it's kind of cool. I'm not going to lie.
It does sound cool.
I mean, it's like, hey, guys, suck it, Paramorphicon. We're going to do our own thing.
It's probably a lot of coin, though, I'd imagine. Mm-hmm. Especially if you have to separately book your lunch to meet the Rangers.
Hey, look, I mean, they got to make that coin somehow. They got to make their cheddar.
I'm just paying for the right of first refusal, so.
So, I don't know. This sounds really cool. You guys can go to nickhotel.com to see more information, book your ticket to your hotels or what have you. And I'm just putting it out there, you know, premiere. That be that Saturday, that first, you know, that February 13th through 16th weekend. Telling you, put in your calendars. All right.
If only we had some rich benefactor fans that could.
That's right. Where's our corporate sponsors?
Yes. Can we start reading some ads, maybe?
Brought to you by, like side note, I didn't know Brad Hawkins had a restaurant though.
No, that's the first I've heard of it too.
No, I had no idea either.
Like. Yo, Brad Hawkins, I'm just saying that, right? Like, first of all, again, this is your favorite podcast. You said it, right? So.
B-Hawk tells that to all the ladies.
This is the favorite podcast. All I'm saying, Brad Hawkins, hook us up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know? Yeah, a little free food, whatever. But sponsorship, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows about your restaurant. We tell everybody about your restaurant all the time. Give us some money, we good to go, right? So, B-Hawk, we'll chat. Actually, there's some news. Like, the last time we said, you know, we did our show, we wrapped up, bloop, bloop. Literally, like, a couple of days after, we got all this news just happening or whatever. So, we'll start out with the one that, let me see. I think it was, you pointed this out, Jer, Brian Ward, a.k.a. B. Ward.
That's right.
That's what we call him. They were on the Twitters, of course. And so he mentions first that, he's like, sure, I'm on vacation, but that doesn't mean I still can't feed my newfound addiction to Super Sentai G-Ranger. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then someone, Act Deca Prime, replies, And I kind of read this as like, well, actually, and they like, you know, they had glasses, they were pushing up their glasses or whatever. And I can say that because I wear glasses and I can do that. Well, actually, they say, well, it's really Kyuru Sentai Zyuranger.
Zyuranger.
Look, where my accent says Zyuranger. So, and it's like gonna take some getting used to the American title, still gonna get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then B Ward replies back to the Decca Prime, if you can get past the cover, art, and menu, you have this going for you. And then he shows a screenshot of the
logo,
subbed logo, Dinosaur Squadron. Zyuranger.
By the way, B Ward's like Twitter picture is like amazing. He's staring at you. He's got the pensive glare.
Into your soul.
Arms right. crossed. Like, do not right. F with me, fanboys.
He's serious business. Serious business out there. So once he posted that, not his staring into your soul picture, meaning the screen cap of the subbed logo.
Tighten his tie. Get into Top Gear.
You know what? Anywho, let's stay on track.
He's an attractive man.
Once he posted that, then a whole bunch of people responding, you know, about, you know, they're asking different questions, whatever. But let me see here. Where is, oh, okay. So this is the Razzle Dazzles, right? Let me see. He's like, so you guys straight up translated quote unquote Sentai, even though you called it Super Sentai Zyuranger. Seems weird. And then Brian Ward says, he's like, not weird at all when you think about it, unless you specifically know Zyuranger, you know MMPR came from something called Super Sentai. So we have to appeal to the people that don't know the full title. But that does not change the fact that the translated title is Dinosaur Squadron Zyuranger. So we're staying true to the show, but making it easy for people that aren't experts.
Yes, I agree. Thoughts? I agree with everything that the man said. Super Sentai is a brand name. So when you're just saying it overall, and then you would say Sentai, as in Super Sentai, but when you're talking about a specific series, I would say you would translate the word.
Yes,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and it is a gray area, especially because just the word Sentai doesn't even directly translate. People have used Squadron, people have used Task Force, people have used different things, and they're all legit for what that means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it was a good compromise. I mean, it's just like people, and the thing is, it's like, I mean, I don't know. Like, you're not going to, regardless, you're not going to know. People are not going to know what a Zyuranger is. Anyway, they don't know. They're not going to know what a. They're not going to know these names in particular. So you might as well just school the people who don't know. And just kind of, at least if you're consistent and you are, you know, into the, into explaining what the history is and not muddle the lines between, well, we're directly translating it or we're trying to help out people who don't know the product or the items Anyway. Yeah, people who don't know the brand or whoever, like, there is a fine line. So I think that they're all right. It's good. It's cool. You're doing it as long as they're not translating every automatopoeia. Mm-hmm. Then we're good.
Well, and that's the thing is pretend that this sells well and they're releasing more. It's going to be another there'll be another season in the Super Sentai line. That's what it is. So when you look at the box, it should say Super Sentai. But when you're going into the actual individual season, you know, it's its own thing. So you can translate that. And see, to me, Zyuranger itself, just the word Zyuranger is a proper name. You wouldn't translate that into whatever it is, like
Beast Ranger.
Beast Ranger, yeah, whatever, like that. You wouldn't do that. It's a proper name. But the rest of it, Sentai, every single series has Sentai, so you can translate that if you want to. To me, that one, I don't care if you translate Sentai, yes or no. But then the actual descriptor, of course, you would translate that as well, because it's a descriptor. This is me breaking down the English language, but honestly, to me, it doesn't really matter either way. I've never...
What was that? What's the next one after
Die Ranger. Ranger?
What's the next one called? I mean, what's the whole thing
Gosei
called?
Gosei Sentai, like, Die Ranger.
Gosei.
Gosei Sentai. So then...
That would be five-star task force, or five-star squadron.
It technically means five-star. You'll notice the little badge on their chest actually has five stars on it. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's another thing is you'll also find that in a lot of these series, the descriptor for one series will be part of the main title of another one. Like, there's a Gosager, and there's a Gosei Sentai. And just like all the dinosaur ones all use a lot of the same words, as in Kyoryu Sentai, and we have Kyoryuger later on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, you know, I didn't...
No, you didn't know. Well, I kind of figured that
you know,
out.
I mean, there's only so many ways you can say something.
Right? It was there in my mind, but I guess I just didn't really... Oh, they used it again.
Well, the Ryu is in, like, everything for the dinosaurs. Yeah. Bakaru Sentai, Abba Ranger. So...
But so with what's his name in Megaforce? So Gosei, so we really would just call him the wrong name, right? He should have been five.
Well,
star.
And that's the other thing is these words don't always have the same meaning. You know, like Gosei doesn't necessarily translate directly into five star, but that's the way they're saying it in that time. It's, you know, because you can use it for like the whole angel thing. Like, it makes sense if you know Japanese, like, it makes sense. But to us, it's just whatever. So it's hard to explain, but yeah.
So, be warned, just, you know, dropping a little knowledge.
Really? Right? Yeah, like the same thing. Like, I would translate Gosei if I'm saying Gosei Sentai Die Ranger. I would not translate Gosei if I'm saying Tenso Sentai Gosager. Then I would not translate it.
Well, okay, right. I mean, yeah. Anything that has the jur mixed in with whatever they're trying to, you know, that's what the name is, because it's not technically a quote unquote word. So, you know, but gosh, I mean, how many of these are actual words?
Yeah, like you said, gur we got from the American word ranger. Once they started doing, I don't know what season that was, they started busting that out, but that became a regular thing after a while. Once Power Rangers started existing, became on the reg.
Yeah, you're not gonna have any jackers. So it's just you're not gonna have
more jackers or all the mans. It used to always be mans.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, see, for me, I've never found a subgroup out there that I thought did it right all the time. So there's a lot of gray area for me for what works and what doesn't, because originally, you know, the first group that everybody knew about was the TV Nihon, and people say that they tend to not translate too much stuff. Like they leave out a lot of stuff and then maybe like explain it in an anecdote the first time it pops up and then
like
leave it there.
Lot.
And sometimes they do it to like a ridiculous extent. Like with Kyoryuger, they just added extra U's in it. Because they wanted to say, oh, this is the more exact way to do it, a more direct translation. And I'm like, okay, the toys say Kyoryuger on them. The batteries have the word on it. They're wearing clothing that has the word on it. Just, to me, it's like, just put it in the way they spell it. That makes the most sense to me. And then, on the other hand, you have other newer translators where I feel like they sometimes over-translate stuff. Where if there isn't a direct translation, they'll just make up a word that they feel like is close. Or if a character says something in English, they'll just pick a different English word because they think the sentence flows better. So to me, I'm like, I don't really like either one of those. I think one does it too much, one doesn't do it enough. So, and then you're always going to have these fanboys out there who, it's the same story you hear with like indie music where someone's like, oh my God, this used to be really cool when nobody else watched it or knew anything about it, but now that I'm the
now
only,
there
yeah,
are
now
still,
that other people know about it.
They're yeah, still out.
How dare other people become fans and this become successful? Now I can't like it anymore. So it's got to be done the exact indie way that I like it. Crap like that. You know, like people are complaining to B-Ward because, like, how dare you translate stuff and make it more digestible to people who don't know all the stuff that you know? I'm like, really? Because your goal should be to have as many people in the entire world watch this thing so you can get more of it. You know? Like, I would want this to be as digestible as possible without sacrificing quality, obviously, so that more fans will buy it, and then they can say, okay, let's release Die Ranger. You know, that's my goal. My goal isn't translate it exactly the way that I want it so that I, the great otaku, know exactly what's going on. You know, that, I don't know.
Well, look, I'm just very curious and looking forward to seeing how, because I mean, I've never watched the other subs from this season, so you know, and in fact, I think I'm gonna
right.
wait. I want to get the official.
Well, that is the good thing is people actually are pulling their subs down. Yeah,
oh, they are. Oh, okay.
And like if another season gets released, they plan to pull those down too, which is good, which they probably should do. Just like when manga gets licensed in America or anime, people tend to pull down their subs.
Okay.
And I hate to say this. I think we've said this before. I really hope people buy this and like it. But in all honesty, Jew Ranger is not very good. It's not very good. You're going to only be enjoying it for nostalgia value and to see the differences.
Well, can't wait to review it on the show.
Like, okay. You know how in the first season of Power Rangers, a lot of times they'd have episodes where the team met a random kid that only existed in that one episode and they were their best friend?
Mm-hmm.
That's all Jew Ranger does. All day, day. Here's a random kid. Like, literally, the ranger's job is to react to what's happening to the child. The child feels... The child of the week feels more important than the rangers most of the time.
That's weird.
And this is in the, like, late... You know, this is the late early 90s fashion sense where all little children wore shorts that were about 2 inches long. So it's creepy, too.
Well, look, I want to see it for myself,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I want to, because look, I'm new to this Sentai mm-hmm. game. You're watching it, and well, not watching it now, because hello, but watching it, and so I'm going to purchase
yes.
my, no, I think I already did, I already pre-ordered.
Everybody should
okay?
purchase this,
and,
yes.
And I'm going to wait in mm-hmm. February to get my copy. And then we can properly review it together mm-hmm. because it'll be fresh to me. I haven't seen a lick.
It's really weird too, because people talk about this, that it's incredibly cartoony in its approach. And the funny thing is the series that became right before it, Jetman, is probably one of the most serious Sentai series of all time. And the series that came after it, Die Ranger, was on the serious side. I mean, it had lots of jokes too, but it still took itself much more seriously. Like, this is kind of an anomaly. Like, they were at like a point where it felt like every other season was super wacky. Like, this was wacky. Kaku Ranger, which would be season 3 of MMPR, was wacky. I mean, Car Ranger, which was Turbo, you know that was wacky.
Yeah,
you can just look at the footage that we used and you can tell that's wacky. So it's a very bizarre thing where it was either super serious or wacky and there was no middle ground for a while there. Yeah, Jew Ranger, it does pick up once the Green Ranger shows up, I have to admit it. Sorry, Dragon Ranger for all you super serious guys out there. But Jew Ranger.
You said So yeah. So yeah. No, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I know, you know, I just want to make sure that I go into this fresh.
It's just nice to have it. You know, it's enjoyable, especially when it feels like it was yesterday that we were still looking for Power Rangers on DVD beyond the first 10 or 12 episodes of a season. And now
pretty much
we have everything except the rest of my Beetleborgs.
Anyway, moving along.
Yes, and then we got to Mystic Knights it up. Come on, Mystic Knights.
One step at a time.
Hey, okay. I've already got my Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Oh, I did.
Superhuman Samurai.
Which is surprisingly good. It's shockingly good compared to some of the other stuff we've gotten over the years. It is.
The Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters.
That actually wasn't bad either. Honestly, watching these, I watched both of them, and you can get the entire series for $5 on Amazon of either one of them. And I watched them both all the way through, and I'm like, this is not the worst thing in the world. These are both better than VR Troopers. These are both better than some seasons of Power Rangers.
It would be Superhuman Samurai.
Superhuman Samurai is better than Tattoo Teenagers.
And Tattoo Teenage only because like it had more of the high school stuff or whatever, but like the outfits were so, the costume were so terrible though. Like it was bad.
I gotta wear this flannel shirt on top of this hoodie on top of this t-shirt on top of this other shirt that I got. Looks really good.
No, when they change into their signs or whatever, like that, it was bad. Yeah. Like that was terrible. So that's why I was just like, because VR Troopers, the action was better than the actual, you know, whatever regular stuff. But then
even like a Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad would reuse a lot of footage, but it didn't feel as reused as it did in like VR Troopers, where you're like, okay, that is just the exact same footage played over again. Like they would be clever about it in Cyber Squad, where they'd only use parts of it, or they'd take a fight and chop it up in just the right way, where they'd save some of it for a later episode and bring back the same monster, but have an actual storyline for it instead of just, oh, he's back again.
Now, did they actually steal footage from a different show in that series, or did they film that originally and they just kept reusing it?
That's Gridman, I think it's called.
Gridman?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was called. I'm not 100% sure.
I never got into it. I have no idea.
But no, it's just one series where they just chopped it up like crazy and made more episodes than I believe the source footage had.
Crazy.
Sort of like season one of Power Rangers where, oh, he's back!
Pudgy Pig, why not? He's got more stories to tell.
Oh, bring back the chicken, but he's a turkey now because it's Thanksgiving.
Well, it's also bad when they like repurpose monsters with like different parts. I like when they do that.
Or what's his name? Grumble the Elf, or that was the puppet dude, Tickle Sneezer.
Oh right.
Yes. You know, gotta reuse them. Gotta paint them blue.
Hey. Gotta do things. Gotta do things and stuff. Mm-hmm. Stuff and things.
But yeah, again, even if you don't like the subs, even if you know Jew Ranger not the greatest, buy this. All y'all, buy this. We want more.
I'll think about it.
Everybody buy it. Buy multiple copies.
Spy, don't start with me.
Buy a copy for yourself and then buy a copy to take to Lexington to get signed.
There you go. Boom. Done.
See?
See? See how we think? We think for you guys. Just listen. And
then buy an extra copy to have Brian Ward sign. Yes.
We don't want all three on there?
No, he needs his own copy. And then buy another copy to go have the AJJ and the ASJ and all them sign.
But they weren't even in it.
I don't care. Buy another copy.
Little OD. the Ninja.
Yes.
Pardon me. Ninja. They have promos. There are promos. Promos are, well, one is extended from the first one, so I guess we can just focus on the... slightly. No. So yeah, the promos. What you think? What you think of the team?
The more I see, the more I can't.
What?
Yeah.
You can't. No,
I can't.
What is this heresy?
I mean, I was getting warmed up to the costumes, but just seeing them in action and then seeing those Zords, no.
Okay, the Zord thing was a little weird for me.
Although I do like how animated the red one seems to be. Like, well, yeah, he had some moves.
He's jumping around like the Go Busters.
Yeah.
Thing.
No. Like, I just don't get the throne. I don't know. I don't get any of it.
Well, that's another one where I'm like, boy, they're really, with the Zords, they're really messing with the proportions again, aren't they? Because he's running around on his own, and then he's sitting in the chest of something that's the same size. And it was kind of creepy when Megazord's standing there, and then you can see the little hands moving in the chest. Like the little hands.
I would imagine that it would, but
I know, but it's creepy.
Like a little pilot, right?
I know, but it's weird. You just see the hands going back and forth. I'm like, ooh, creepy. Oh, creepy.
Yeah. And like, are they inside the red one piloting the throne?
We don't know these things.
It's weird.
And then the white one's taking a nap in the dog because she doesn't do anything.
Probably.
Worthless.
So, again. Okay, so Jeremy, what do you think? Yeah, you sound hyped.
Well, I kind of liked it because looking at the dialogue they used for the promo and seeing them jump around in fights, it gave me a Gokaiger feel a little bit. Where I'm like, oh, they're just, and like the other, the extended promo where they're standing there, you know, ready to fight. They're all jumping around, getting excited. I'm like, it's got the Gokaiger thing where they just want to go, you know, full force and just beat the crap out of the bad guys. And so I'm always down with that. So, their clothes were a little weird. Blue dude, I think he was ready to, you know, take tickets on the Polar Express. Yellow dude is mismatching with his yellow and blue top and his brown pants and his bright red shoes. And I'm like, whoa, yellow guy. That's a bit much. The Pink Ranger stole her clothes from I'm, basically.
Pretty much.
Oh, I don't know if you know this or not, but the Red Ranger and the White Ranger are siblings.
Oh.
And the other characters that were named in the original character sheet are their father and their grandfather. Hmm. So there's some supporting cast.
So the boys are really important in this family, aren't they?
No, it's the boy and the girl. They're brother and sister. There's a brother and a sister on the team. The rest are not, but... And I don't know. Red Ranger looks cool. Like, I like him. He looks nice. Blue Ranger's kind of creepy. Little creep. That's about it. I mean, I like the fight footage that I saw. It looked fun. Got to see that frog gun. What? Frog gun? Frog gun in the house. And it was cool. They busted out the ninja suits. Regular ninja suits.
Oh, that, yeah, in the beginning.
That was nice. I get it's hard because we got 30 seconds. What are you going to say about 30 seconds?
Yeah.
But I liked it so far.
Yeah. So. I'm with Spies.
What?
I was like, oh, okay. You know, I'm reading about, you know, oh, it's like, I think like the producer from Gaim and Go Busters or something kind of like it was like the Gaim Go Buster folks, you know, mostly coming into making this new season. I'm like, oh, okay, that's gonna be hot. That's gonna be great. Oh, like, okay. So then I saw the promo. I saw the 15-minute one. 15-second one.
Oh, hey. I want to see that one.
Yeah.
The 15-second one. And I'm like, okay, this is, you know, it's a thing. It's a thing. Then you saw the 30-second one, and it was more of that same thing. And I'm like, yeah, don't know about this.
What makes you say I don't know? Either one of you, like, what specifically is like that's not good?
The robots.
I don't know if it's.
Well, yeah, mechas, whatever, you know. Good seasons have always had whack mecha sometimes, so whatevs.
Like, we'll see.
Because I mean, that's all it ever, all these things ever are, is a quick fight footage, some rubble footage, and then they all stand there and wave. Like, that's what it always literally is in every single preview.
Pretty much. But I mean, I just, it was the mecha, a little bit, but I really don't, I'm not like the biggest fan of, oh, well, the mechas have got to look hot or else the season's whack. I mean, I'm not like that, but the, I don't know, it's just like the feel of it. I'm like, feels kind of hokey a little bit. So hopefully we'll see more
I'm so confused.
promos.
Hokey. It's multicolored spandex and giant robots. It always looks hokey.
No, but like when you saw the, okay, now granted, I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back to Go Busters, right? Went back to Go Busters and you saw like the Pikachu looking crap. I said the
Yeah,
same thing,
exactly. I
like
think that would be a lot more hokey than this. The only thing hokey in here was
So,
frog gun and giant and jumping robot.
and the frog gun didn't look too bad, y'all.
I am very confused.
Aren't we all?
What
Aren't we
I'm
all?
saying is, no, but what I'm saying is that these promos, they don't do really great promos. Because I do remember Go Busters. I'm like, what is this? They just show all the hokiness. And so, from this glance, I'm just like, I don't know. But, Pass says that
They could turn it around.
I'm
the
literally
promos
going
are
and watching the
great.
Go Busters promos right now and seeing if there was anything in there that was amazing.
No, I clearly remember. I'm just like, yo,
I
what's
see
Pikachu? Why
jumping
is Pikachu a
robots,
frozen
I
robot?
see poses with thumbs up, and I see Pikachu, and that's all.
That's what I said. I said that Go Busters, they were
Oh wait, and they all
hokey
stood
too,
around, and they all
and
stood
ended up
around,
being.
looking pensive with glasses on, their shades.
And they ended up being a great season. So
Yeah, see?
I'm going
Hokey.
to still be a little on, I
Man,
don't know, but I'm not hype. I'm not definitely not hype.
I'm hype. Full hype
So,
levels achieved.
well, we're glad. I'm glad for you.
And
One
ninja always
person
gets
has to
me
be.
going. I love me some ninjas.
Yeah, that's the ninja. And oh, it's a premiering February 15th.
Yep, pretty much when they
So
always
they said
premiere, yeah.
February 15th. So yeah, February is gonna be very busy, y'all.
And
Very.
besides, it means Tokyo's over.
Well, yeah, that's like the best news.
Come
That's
on
like
now.
real. Tokuger countdown
It's
of
getting
days.
better. It's getting
I'll
better. The bad guy went all cray cray, and he's killing everybody, and
It's great.
he's
Can't wait for
killing
it to
them
be over. I'm just
all. This is the place
can't
where I must die.
wait.
Come on,
So yeah,
Akira.
no, but like, but enough of our toku time.
Oh.
Hey, look, we spent quite a bit on the Sentai. We have got to get to our meat and
That
potatoes, okay?
ninja wasn't the bean and potatoes.
I hope not.
We have to get to our Power Rangers Dino Charge new information. Dino Charge is a new website on nick.com. They got a little Dino Charge section, and they gave us a whole bunch of information right after our last recording. We're like,
Yes,
crap,
we
gotta
learned
talk about
that
it. So,
Judd Lynn is a big fan of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
what?
By the way, he named the Red Ranger.
Anyway, so yes, we have names of characters and character bios and summary of the show. So I guess I will read, oh boy, wow, I can't see. Okay, I will read the
Lisa
summary of
reading
the
is
show.
always a journey.
And Jeremy talking is always a challenge. because God knows, 9 years with this crap.
Use your words.
Anyway, so let's do this. Okay. So summary. A long time ago, 10 dinosaurs. You're an idiot. 10 dinosaurs were each entrusted with magical energems rumored to hold invincible power over the entire universe. Now that the dinosaurs are extinct, an evil alien named Sledge is determined to find all the missing energems and take control of space and time. There's just one thing standing in his way. The Power Rangers Dino Charge! Harnessing the power of prehistoric dinosaur spirits, the Dino Charge Rangers are ready to defend Earth at all costs. From a 100,000-year-old caveman to a thrill-seeking skateboarder, the Dino Charge Rangers may seem like an eclectic bunch, but their unmatched strength and incredible intelligence make for some epic teamwork. With all new dinosaurs, morphers, and weapons, Earth's newest defenders are ready to protect the energems, save the Earth, and defeat the evil Sledge and his monsters once and for all. But will their combined power be enough to take down the intergalactic bounty hunter and his menacing team of monsters? Dino Charge ready!
Oh, snap.
So,
snap with the grizzly grab.
Evil guy name is Sledge. Evil guy's name is Sledge.
I'm actually pretty comfortable with the simplicity of it.
Yes.
Like, I feel like people have.
No, like,
no more random X's and Z's. Names.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. No more X's and Z's and,
or
you know, random.
Something that sounds like the word toxic or evil or. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a regular
word.
Sledge. Yes. Bounty hunter. All right.
He's like Slade.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. So far, so good. I mean, really, the thrill-seeking skateboarder, like, hold on, are we in the 90s? What's going on?
I was going to say, you said thrill-seeking skateboarder, and then I scrolled down, I'm like, it's Shane! Hey, Shane! What's up? I see Shane!
All right, so I guess Jeremy, you can take
see,
the red
ranger shirts because that's what you do. Tyler Navarro, the leader of the Rangers, is a free-spirited adventurer with a huge heart, determined to solve the mystery of his father's disappearance. This curious and energetic ranger is nothing to mess with when it comes to defeating evil. For Tyler, making friends is easy, but will defending Earth be just as simple? Uh-oh. And he's got the dinosaur spirit of the T-Rex, and his weapon is the T-Rex Smasher, because it really is just a weird claw thing. So we call it the Smasher.
So it's like a wild force, wild fang.
Yes. And I like how they actually show the little gems, and they actually look like the batteries, so you can make the connection.
Yeah.
It's like,
but I thought they had a different name. I thought we had a press release a little while ago. It was like a Paragon Prism. I wonder what happened with that.
They named so many
Yeah, Paragon's familiar. Yes. Paragon.
Yeah, prisms and things. Yeah, like it's crazy, but I'm Energem. I could get behind that.
And like
Energem.
I said, Red Hot Chili Peppers fan.
All right. So I will take Shelby.
Of course, because you're required, right? Female.
Kind of. Black female. All right. Shelby Watkins is known to leap before she looks, and her amazing bravery is matched by her incredible knowledge of dinosaurs. She's strong-willed, stubborn, and a nightmare for any evil villain. Even though Shelby may seem pretty serious, she also has a softer side, especially when it comes to the Red Ranger. Ooh!
She looks sassy.
Okay, so her dino spirit is Triceratops, and her weapon is Triceradrill. Okay, let me. Now, I'm not usually a red and pink
shipper
romance fan, right? But it's about daggone time that the black girl on the team gets some love. just putting that out there. Black girl on team needs some love, and we always get almost, right? Tanya almost sort
They
of
get the
kind
googly
of
eyes, yeah.
gets,
But you always got to group the minorities together. They got to love each other. That's how it goes.
Yeah, like, treaty sort of almost,
Yeah,
but
whatever. Billy had
dance.
like 900 girlfriends, and none of them were Trini.
Right, like it's in so, so and whom else? Aisha had nobody. Nobody, child. So, but yeah, but going through Katie had nobody.
Cassie and TJ.
We
See, get the minorities together. They got to stick to each other. They can't go intermingling.
intermittently, wow. So yeah, they that's the thing. It's like we I'm gonna need this romance to happen. Now I'm using that on board,
Well,
but
okay, here's the thing. This is
because if she gets the romance part, then she gets more
Here's a
screen
Kyoru
time.
Jir thing I will discuss. It kind of came out of left field later in the series, where all of a sudden she started having a thing for the Red Ranger, the Pink Ranger did, and then the Purple Ranger came in and she was making googly eyes at him too.
I remember
Yeah,
that.
yeah. That was a little,
Yeah, I
yeah.
remember
And spoiler, Pink Ranger wins.
that. So yeah, I so just hoping that I'm not saying that this has to define her, because God knows we don't want it to define her. But I'm gonna need my solidification of my minorities getting with the leader. I'm gonna need solidification. That's what I'm saying. Moving
Yeah.
right along.
Next
So
is the
Spy
wienery looking
opened.
guy. Spy, you take that one.
Oh, well, I like his
You're
look. I'm liking the
horrible.
sweater. I like the watch.
I was gonna
I'm
say he
on.
does have a spy outfit on, really.
He does. I'm on board with the Riley Griffin, because he may be quiet, but his intelligence and amazing discipline speak loud and clear. After leaving his family's ranch to defend Earth, Riley's confidence and invincible or incredible sword skills have made him a fierce member of the Ranger team. With a love for brain teasers and the battling evil, Riley is one well-rounded ranger.
The
His
battling
dinosaur
evil.
spirit is his dinosaur spirit
I just copy
is
pasted. Just copy
the
and pasted.
raptor, and his weapon is the raptor claw.
See, nothing against this actor, but every
Thank you.
picture I've seen of him, he looks half terrified. I don't know what's wrong with him.
They probably
Like,
all are because we're all sitting around judging every little
I know, but
aspect,
nobody
every
else
little
is
like
watching.
morsel that comes out.
I
Like
know, but
these pictures
nobody.
come out, and the three of us are like, we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's right. That's exactly.
That's
Yes.
why he's
Yes,
terrified.
why?
Time to judge you.
But yeah, I mean, he's like he looks like a, he's a regular fill in the quirky character person. That's what he looks like to
Yeah.
me, so.
Yes.
Quirky guy. Woo. Moving right along. Chase.
Am I going Chase?
Okay. Yeah, you
Chase
go, Chase.
Randall. Even though Chase Randall is from New Zealand, he can feel at home anywhere as long as he's riding around on his beloved skateboard. Ch Chase may be a flirt, but meet him on the battlefield and you'll be flirting with disaster. Boom! Drop the mic. Dinosaur spirit, parasaur, weapon, parachopper, which doesn't make sense. Because that's a gun.
Is it? It looks like an axe.
It's a gun.
That's funny.
Yes. Because remember, he's the hot shot. Brave.
No, I didn't
He's
watch it. I don't know.
all about marksmanship. That's his thing.
Oh.
He's the sniper looking dude. But this is the guy when we were reading the sides, this was him. He was the playa.
Oh yeah, the playa. So yeah, he's play on. You do that with your Parazord and your Paracharger and your Parachopper and
Looking smooth.
everything's fine.
And
Gotcha.
he gets to keep his accent. Pulling a
That's
Xander.
right. Probably couldn't do an American one. Hey,
So
so
you get to
horrible.
be from New Zealand. How convenient. Plan Chase. And his last name is Randall, which means he's Elsa's son.
What?
Boom.
Okay. Oh goodness. All right, last one. Coda. That Coda is the oldest Dino Charge Ranger by 100,000 years. It may be funny to watch this caveman maneuver the modern world, but his incredible strength and natural intuition are no laughing matter. This prehistoric ranger has a heart of gold and will stop at nothing to defend Earth. Dinosaur spirit, Stegosaurus. Weapon, Stego Shield.
Oh, it's Encino Man!
So, Kay.
This could either be great or awful.
Yeah, it could either be Billy or Dax.
Yes.
You choose.
Well, he's already got his cool wardrobe on, so.
Yeah. So, hopefully he, Coda is, this could be.
I want to believe, because, again, he's the, actor du jour where before the season starts, everybody already loves him. Because of his post and his super fanboyism, so you want to love him and you want his character to be great, and he's clearly the most unique of the bunch already. So I want him to be great. I really want him to be great.
I really hope he is more exposition than comic relief.
Yeah. I don't want you walking in front of cars.
I really don't want.
That's what I'm afraid.
You know,
I'm afraid that he's going to be the bulk and spike.
No. Someone's going to turn on a TV. Heart. He's going to jump on the ground, declare it's magic, and try to punch it. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's only like the first two episodes. And then he's like, okay, I'm
yeah,
okay.
If you want to do that at the premiere and then his first focus episode, maybe he's still a little okay. But once you get past that, I mean, let's get in gear here. You know.
So yeah, that's my only fear. My only fear is that they're just gonna ramp this up, right? So Judd, Chip, look, again, you know, we're your favorite people, right? So, and I know you guys already technically filmed like the first season, right? So just here's some notes. We don't want Bulk and Spike-esque anything. Just no, right? Let the comedy speak for itself with wit. And cleverness in the dialogue amongst all important characters. Don't let Coda be Bulk and Spike.
And so far, I also like the fact that in reading these descriptions, I can see little snippets that tell me, okay, this is how they're going to make some of the footage work. But it doesn't give me the impression of, oh, they're just going to give them the exact same character as the Japanese version. So that's good.
Yeah, I mean, already they're not
the
exact same. Like, I mean, the only thing with Coda is that, like, in the Kyuruger, they always talked about him being really old. Yeah. Coda's
well,
really
I
old.
Mean,
definitely.
The backstory to me just says, okay, that's going to explain his fighting style, how he likes to throw people around, kind of do like a more like basic like wrestling style where he just pushes people around. And he's the super strong guy. I'm like, okay, that's what the caveman is, but that's all it is. He's not going to be running around making old man puns, probably, that don't make sense to anybody and aren't really funny. He's not going to have a sister who has a child. Like that's what would happen if a certain somebody was still in charge. But we won't get that.
Yeah. The team is looking good. Looking good. Very, I'm liking the whole dynamic so
based
far.
Based on the quick preview we saw and then these pictures, they all have multiple outfits. That's always good.
Yeah. Already a plus. Already a plus. I hope that they kind of keep on that whole multiple outfits thing and not revert back to it's like the first couple of episodes, it's like, oh, look, we change our clothes. And then like the rest of the two seasons are same.
Nobody's running around in leather jackets in the middle of the summer.
Pretty much. So hopefully this so far I'm in terms of optimism, I'm more optimistic for Dino Charge than Ninja. Yeah.
I am equally optimistic for both, which is high.
So and it's rare that the Power Ranger part is more optimistic than the Sentai
It's been a long
part
time.
all the
for me.
characters already have
So.
established full names,
I
which
like that.
is been a rarity in recent years. Jaden Shiba, which we'll still pretend that's a thing. That makes sense. Just like their buddy Mentor, also named Mentor and only Mentor.
But hey, look, we got a Tyler. Got one. All these names are not repeating themselves,
Still
so that's
waiting for
good.
Jeremy. That's not Jason's cousin. Still waiting
Keep
for
on
Jeremy.
waiting.
Come on, Jet, if you're listening to this, Six Ranger, Gold
Which
Ranger,
you
Gold
are.
Ranger. Jeremy would be a good name.
You know what would be a great name? Lisa. Lisa would be
for the Purple
awesome
Ranger.
Name. It's pretty simple.
Lisa's
very
gonna be
simple.
Purple. I'll take Gold. That's cool. We're cool. We're both cool with that.
And Spy can take all of the monsters.
Spy can be the light blue, whatever, turquoise ranger.
No, no,
no, he's
monsters.
Already been a monster. He's already
maybe.
Been one.
No, but that's his zhuzh. It's his
yeah,
thing.
John's whatever.
So,
John, whatever. Blah blah blah. John.
Just spruce up Spy. In how many ways you can, you know, like how something
they,
Spyster or something.
They already
something
had a chance
Spyman
with spies. They could have adapted Go Busters, and they said pass. You're done.
I've been shut out.
Moving on.
But yeah, so yeah, Chip, Lisa is a great name. It's great, it's simple. Like I don't understand. Like no, some names I just like. They just never had this name, and they repeat a bunch of other people's names. I'm like,
I feel
really?
Like
really,
if I walk
Two
in
likes.
To Walmart and I go to the stand where they have key rings that have different names on them, and my name is one of the options,
all
the time, then there should be a ranger with that name. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. Just putting that out there.
You know,
right.
It's not
so,
like I'm looking for a Bort
yes,
license plate.
So, Chip, this is basically another tip we're giving you. Go
yes.
to Walmart and pick your names from there. Preferably from
the
L section.
The middle of the alphabet is good. Yeah,
yeah
we're good with that. We're
there
good with that.
There you go. There you go. There you go. The J and L section.
They're very close to one another.
Names.
They're on the same side of the rotating thing. They're on the same side. So
Pretty
just
simple.
Just rifle through there a little bit.
You'll come up with some great ideas. Now watch, he really did actually did that, and then he's like, "Oh
yeah,
that's a great idea." J and L names.
Here's
right,
Jordan,
so,
Jordan and
John.
Leslie. No, damn it,
Jacob. No,
Jordan, Jake.
No.
Yeah,
so,
stop. Okay, stop repeating names. Okay, we've already had two mics.
For real, that's what I mean.
No, no
stop.
Name should be
just,
repeated ever. When we're still
ever.
Sitting here being
you
shut
have
out.
So many to pick from. For real, and really, not many women on your teams. Okay, so I don't get many chances.
Yeah, all these names are like in vogue names that have been like popular within the last 10 years. Like, whatever. Come on, Jeremy.
Shelby. Yeah, I got yeah, nah, son.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure next year
but
we'll
hey,
get a
look.
Michaela or something along those lines.
But you know what? I wouldn't mind like you know, an interesting name like one like a Michaela or like you know, those are you wouldn't really
yeah.
think of.
Well, I mean, not some aren't great. I mean, I'm still not in love with Bridge.
It's a nickname. Nickish
not,
name,
with, you know. I mean, Bridge and Sky.
But that was no, that's SPD. They had to be in the quote unquote future, pretty much 10 years from now, and not even 10, 5, right?
Well,
they
just
needed.
They just could take a regular name and come up with a nickname for it. That's where they got Z from. I mean, her name's not Z. Maybe it's not the letter Z.
I didn't mind SPD.
There's just some names out there, like, okay, we don't didn't need a Xander, did not need a Xander, or Chip.
Xander's fine.
Not when Jeremy hasn't been used yet. Not when Jeremy has not been used yet. Xander should not jump me in the line. Okay, I get it. Whoever okay. wasn't, yeah, you liked Buffy, whatever.
Anywho, the two mics, I'm just like, y'all need to stop. Like, you should never repeat. No, I agree. You should never repeat a name. Like, if anything from you that you learn from this podcast, do not repeat a name, because you have so many to choose from. You can just Google schmoogle names that have all been used in the Power Rangers. Boom. All right, they haven't used these. Let's go. Lisa,
Jeremy.
Let's go. Jeremy, yes. Let's go. Jonathan, just saying, just putting it out there.
Have they used John in any form?
I don't think so.
You would think that would be kind of near the top. Yeah,
it's pretty common.
They've gone through Jason and Jack, and I mean, that's probably should be next in line after those, you know, right up there. Maybe they just don't want to go with it to it because it's too common.
Maybe.
Like, there's no Bob.
That's why I'm called Spy.
But let the character have a nickname, you know, like Eugene Skolovich, you know, like there's Eugene, but you can have like a very, you know, Jonathan something the third, and he's called, you know, Pookie, I don't know, whatever.
Pookie, yes. Can we call you Pookie from now on?
No, we cannot.
okay, Pookie.
So, but yeah, that,
so a nickname
they could
like
do
I don't
that.
Know Johnny T-Zack.
Yeah, no, I don't think that works.
That's not good. Okay,
no, a little too close to home.
Just coming up, just off the top of my head, just random.
Yeah, just yeah, I don't know where you get that from, but nope. But yeah, so Dino Charge. I'm actually getting excited. It's kind of crazy. So any final thoughts before we go about Dino Charge?
Dino Charge looks hype. It's gonna have the fighting of Battle Evil. Gonna be good.
The Battling Evil.
With a love of brain teasers and the Battling Evil. And Elsa's son. And new Shane to the rescue.
I think it was on the Blue Rangers Instagram, because he said that from Jungle Fury, RJ, what's the guy's name?
David,
that he visited.
So he might have a role? You think he might have a role? Yeah. I could think of characters he could play.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing, is because they've got extra Rangers just hanging around that need to be filled. They could do that with for Gray. He could be Gray.
So, don't know if he was just visiting, just stopping by, or he was doing his thing on...
I'm placing my bet now. He's the Gray Ranger. That's my bet.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Like, how did we forget? Like, I am a horrible, horrible person. Hold on. So I'm going to read this thing now on the Facebook about Austin St. John. And he says that... let me see. So this is right before Christmas. He mentioned upcoming announcements. The hair and the beard must grow. I'm under specific guidelines not to cut or trim either until April. So, and then like in the video, he mentions that in about maybe 30 days from then, so that was what, December 23rd, in about 30 days, he may be able to, reveal what the project or whatever he's doing to that he has to grow out his hair and his beard, that he could probably mention it. And so like people, and he's like, oh, well, why don't you guess in the comments? And so of course you have a lot of people guessing. Yes. Dino Charge.
Because, well, Dino Charge features this.
What? Shush. Sorry, it was playing. I'm like, no, let's not play.
Dino Charge features the story similar to that of Kyoruger, based on what we read of the character descriptions of the Red Ranger. Mystery of his father's disappearance. So people are basically assuming, which is a fair assumption. I mean, it makes sense that Jason is Tyler's dad. Which would mean, most likely, that Jason will be the Silver Ranger in Dino Charge near the end of the series. Which he wouldn't need to film until the second season, so...
Right, and they usually wrap up in April/May.
So the timing works. The ethnicity doesn't, but...
just tan them, you know. Give them a little bronzer.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? It's like, so the guy's last name is...
Got it from his Navarro mom.
And you got Jason Scott Lee.
If you don't know your dad, then you would take your mom's last name, right? Maybe? So, that works.
And we're just assuming that he's playing Jason when he comes back. Maybe he is playing, like, Mr. Navarro.
Or he's doing a what? He's doing a, what you call it, Rick Medina Jr. and playing a completely different character.
That's also possible. But one would assume he's Jason with longer hair.
I mean...
Because he's been traveling through the desert like the dad on Kyoruger, looking disheveled.
First, he had to, you know, go through many peace conferences. Came back. Went back again into the wilderness.
Yes.
And now it's... But in between, like, when do you birth the baby? Like, I don't... Like,
well, guys don't birth babies, so that's always a plus.
You know what I mean.
Cat's been MIA for a long time.
No, this isn't Mr. Mom, so...
You know exactly what I mean. Okay? When do you... Like, he would have to be... Like, he would have to... The character would have to be almost 40 in order for it to, like... be reasonable instead of him like
you're
just dropping
you do,
his seed.
You do realize that Skull has a son, right?
I know. It still makes no sense.
Well, they've set a precedent. If Skull can have a son that is a teenager, then a couple years later, Jason obviously can have a son that's a teenager.
Yeah, you have them young. So yeah, I mean, hey, look, you know, well, that's people are guessing the Dino Charge.
They cut the rest of his forever red lines out. He was saying Tommy was in the juice bar kissing on Kimberly. I was in the parking lot. Boom, mailing it. So.
Yeah, so that's the director's cut that we did.
Cutting room floor.
Right.
Going to Pound Town.
So yeah, I mean, would you like the idea of him coming back to Dino Charge?
I could do without it. I'm really done with the celebrity cameos.
I don't necessarily like it. I don't necessarily dislike it. It depends on how they handle it. If it's just a, you know, end of the storyline. This guy has some gravitas, but he's not a huge part of the actual overall thing. Although he's still, you know, it's still more than just a baseline cameo. Then yeah, I'm cool with it. You know, just like I was cool with Tommy and Dino Thunder. I'm like, that's fine because it wasn't Tommy's story. It was the kid's story, and Tommy was window dressing for the most part. You know, he had a key.
Another person in here I just lost the comment, but another person, they mentioned, oh, is it for the new movie? Oh. MNPR movie? Oh.
That would also make sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although I would lean more towards Dino Charge just because they gave him specific rules about his appearance based on the character. Because I feel like if it's for the movie, why would they want him to look, have longer hair and a beard or whatever, you know, like
I mean, they're doing a reboot. They can do whatever the crap they
I know,
want,
but
right?
I'm like,
Like,
what would be the point?
they can get they would they would give specific rules if you're shooting a movie, especially if you're shooting a movie, like, okay, this is the character that we have in mind for you, or where the Jason character is, and so, you know, he could be out in some desert somewhere, whatever, looking all cavemanish and looking all lost manish and coming in here, be like, look, I'm the OG. I know I don't look the same, but let me get a little shape up, boom, boom, boom.
I know.
Go forth, team.
I know. I'm just saying that, like, though, if their whole point is let's show off the OGs, like, make them look like the OGs would be what I would assume they would be going for. But you never know. Never know. I would lean towards Dino Charge.
So yeah, and then people are just like, yes, maybe just some movie role has nothing to do with Power Rangers, which is my guess.
Maybe he's just happy because he's got work. Any work.
It's like, probably it's just some movie role or TV thing or whatever, and it has absolutely nothing
He's just
to do
trolling.
With just absolutely nothing. He is a troll-a-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. So.
Also very possible.
So, like, and then here he says, let me see, wow, a lot of imagination, some great ideas. I'm not going to say who's right for a bit. I will start taking daily photos for comparison and posting once a week or so, or whatever. Yeah. Okay. So people who have already commented, somebody's right. Somebody's
I'm
right.
I'm placing my money on Dino Charge.
Now I kind of want him. I kind of wish it is the movie. You know what I mean? Over Dino Charge. Like, Dino Charge, you know what? You
do your own thing.
You can do your own thing without still having a cameo, as long as it's a good cameo.
That's not a good cameo.
Why?
Because he's old news. I'm tired of everybody.
Bro, if he's somebody's dad, he really is old news. Come on now. You know?
Just be fresh. Just have your own ideas.
But it wouldn't even be till the end of the series.
Don't rely. No.
You know, they'd have more than a whole season under their belt of their own stuff. And then,
you know, that whole legendary battle thing. I mean, that, like, it was hype when we saw the pics and stuff, and then it was like waiting for your death sentence, like a whole season and a half later, because it's just like, we know it's coming. We know who's going to be in it. We know everything about it. And we know the expectation is slowly dropping because
I like cameos as long as they add something to the story without overpowering what's already there. I'm okay with that. But if it's just there for the sake of a cameo, no bueno.
All right, Austin St. John, you got like less than 30 days.
We know you listen to this too, so you can contact. Give us the info.
Yes, if you want to give us the info ahead of time, feel free.
SMS,
email,
whatever you got to do.
You know where to reach me. So